You're listening to Internet Marketing Radio, bringing you the latest and greatest in internet marketing tools and techniques from a reality internet marketer.
As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show. Episode 5. Today we're going to talk about what you should do as an internet marketer over the next 30, 60, and 90 days. So my quick tip for today is to go add yourself to Wikipedia right now. Right now, go to Wikipedia, create an account, log in, go up there and create a page about yourself, include links back to yourself, include links about your products, include information about you. It is one of the quickest ways to get credibility in the marketplace is to add yourself to Wikipedia, and you're going to get some very substantial backlinks to yourself. Now on to the show. So Chris, can you tell us a little bit about what you do? Very easily. What I do is I create search engine optimization software that allows me to promote my affiliate programs through search engines by creating very optimized web pages. I also create information products, and I promote and sell these products in the same way. So Chris, how did you get started doing this? Well, that's very easy. Back about 1999, I was working at a large mortgage company who is now a household name brand. You see their TV ads and stuff on the TV. They were having an affiliate program where they were paying $10 for anyone who would come to the website and fill out an application. And they were paying this $10 to the person who referred that person to the website. So I didn't know anything about internet marketing back in 99. And one of the things that sort of surprised me is we ended up owing a guy $100,000 in a single month because he had referred 10,000 people to us at $10 a piece. So the marketing folks within the company came to me and asked me, said, Chris, you know, hey, you know, we know you're a technical guy. Can you go out and check out and figure out what this guy's doing? You know, obviously he's doing something, and we would really like to do it ourselves instead of paying him $100,000 every month. So I went out and I found out that what this person had done is he had cornered the market on MSN search. And at the time, Internet Explorer, you know, always sent you to MSN search every time you logged in. And all default installations of Windows had Internet Explorer that went to MSN search. So unless somebody installed a separate browser or they changed their home page, a lot of people were using MSN search as their search engine. So this person had created a five-page website, which they had created many, many, many pages that referred back to that five-page website. So what happened was for mortgage loans or personal loans or auto loans or any other kind of loan, really, payday loans, all kind of stuff like that, the person would go to a web page, which in turn, through JavaScript, would redirect that person back to the five-page website. So this person, you go type in auto loans in the first like 100 links were this person. So it was pretty impossible if you were trying to find anything else to find it within MSN search at the time. So, you know, I found out what he was doing and I created several programs that mimicked the same behavior using much simpler techniques. And I ended up making, I think, like $15,000 in 1 month or something from promoting stuff through search engines. And we created a bunch of affiliate sites for the same mortgage company to allow them to get affiliate traffic as well, because obviously this kind of promotion technique's not like kosher, because it's really just spam to some degree to filling up the search engine full of web pages. So we went out there and created a bunch of these sites and ended up making thousands and thousands of dollars. It's pretty profitable. I ended up moving on from the company for other reasons. It was just really long hours. It was a dot-com startup back in the day, and you know, we were working 16, 18-hour days every day, working weekends and stuff like that. And at the time, I was making a lot of money in internet affiliate marketing. It just didn't feel like I really needed to be doing that as my full-time job. So I moved on, went to other things, more relaxed position, that kind of thing. The thing about internet affiliate marketing was the commissions. You never could really put your hand on it as far as tracking it and figuring out Because, you know, in one foul swoop, Google could wipe you out, and then you have zero commissions for a month, or substantially reduce your commissions for a month, and then 1 month you may make, you know, 50 grand. So it was very undependable income at the time, so I was doing other things. So, Chris, how should you gauge if this kind of technique is right for your listeners and determine if it's something they want to do? Well, my advice to you would be to go out there and try it. You know, don't go quit your day job and just start doing it, but try it and gradually do things. One of the things I really like to talk about, it comes from Dan Kennedy's book about direct marketing, which is you create a promotion, and you always try to sell people on everything that you put out there. And what I mean by that is, if you send somebody a letter, somewhere in that letter, it should have an offer. You just don't want to send something out and say, here's your education, bye. You want to send them something that maybe educates them or gives them some information, but at the same time make them an offer to continue further and maybe purchase a product. So Dan Kennedy's book, the direct marketing book, always talks about making an offer in everything you do, and then from those offers you're going to generate leads, and then from the leads you want to qualify the leads, and then after you qualify the leads you want to definitely work the relationship. And that's sort of customer relationship marketing, but basically try to cross sell or sell future products to the same customer base, because it's always easy to sell products to somebody who's always purchased something from you already. And then the next thing is really marketing and measuring. And all these promotions you do, measure the response rates. And it's the same thing for affiliate marketing. If you go out and you do an affiliate program and you start to promote someone's product, you really need to measure and figure out what's working and what's not working. There's no magical formula. Regardless of what anyone says, there's lots of people doing the same techniques that you might be doing. So you need to measure and figure out what works for you. And my recommendation is to organically grow your business and start with some of the things that we know work. Like obviously going out there and finding people who are very close to buying something, but they have a few questions in their mind. So they're looking at a product and they're like, oh man, is this a scam? Is this for real? Can I really make that kind of money? So one of the things that you need to cover is emotional selling, right? So you want to cater to that personality. Like one of the things I always talked about, I used to promote a lot of things around mortgages, but that's kind of become a, I don't want to say commodity business, but it seems like everybody's doing it right now. But I used to sell people on the idea of, if you're going to build an affiliate page for mortgages, what are you going to put on it? Because your goal is to get people to that page and get them off as quickly as possible. So one of the big things I promoted was sell the vision. You know, a person who's buying a mortgage, why do they want that mortgage? Do they want it because they want to spend some money every month? Absolutely not. They want it because they're trying to pursue the American dream, the big house, the picket fence, the two very nice parents with a couple little kids in front of them. And that's the vision you want to sell. So when you're selling your affiliate products, you want to sell to that emotional brain. You want to tell that person, hey, I have what you're looking for. And you're not putting a big, you know, 5.9% thing on the very front page. People don't care about that. I mean, they do in the back of their mind and their logical brain, but in their emotional brain, they're thinking of, why do they want this? Oh, I need to grow my family. I need to get a bigger house. You know, whatever it may be. So that's the vision. And through pictures, you know, picture's worth 1,000 words. But through a picture, you can sell that vision to the person so that you're dealing with their emotional brain and not their logical brain. Because they'll get to the logical part sooner or later. But what you want to do is go ahead and get them on your site and off your site, and let them deal with the logical brain part when they're dealing with the affiliate, after you've already referred them. So let me say that again, because it's very important. When a person comes to your affiliate page, your landing page that you're going to directly refer to the affiliate program who's going to pay you money, deal with their emotional brain, cater to their emotion, and let them worry about the logical part, which is twice as slow, you know, being 24 milliseconds or whatever it is. I mean, that's pretty fast. But in terms of the brain reacting, it's twice as slow. People are going to react on emotion quicker than they're going to act on logic. So, Chris, what are five top areas that you should concentrate on in internet marketing? Well, the first one I would say is blogging. Absolutely become a blogger. Blog every day and write very meaningful content. Being published through blogging is one of the quickest ways to being a credible source of information that you can do. The second thing is podcasting. Podcasting is a variation of blogging. It's a different medium. You know, it's audio. And there's some video blogs and stuff too, but primarily people are going to be doing audio just because it's easier to host and it's not as expensive. And plus, creating a good quality video presentation is a lot more money. But an audio presentation, people learn in different ways, and one of the quickest ways to make money with your information product is offer variations of the medium. So offer, you know, in printed form, offer it in audio form, offer it in video form. And even though the content is very similar or close to being very similar, or maybe it is 100% similar, there are going to be people who are going to buy one product over the other or buy them all, because they learn in different ways. Some people learn better by listening on the road, driving their car to work. Some people are going to learn better by sitting down in peace and quiet somewhere far away from everything and opening up your PDF file and reading it. Some people are going to, you know, work better by surfing the web and having your video up in the right-hand corner of their screen and watching it while they're doing other things. So, you know, variation of the medium is very important, but definitely blogging and podcasting are top two things. Number three is create yourself an information product. Find some experts, use your blogging content, use your audio content, and put together a very comprehensive information package about a particular topic. So the third thing is absolutely create yourself an information product. The fourth thing is help other people make money with your product. This has been the long-term success of Microsoft. People think that Microsoft is, you know, the Office company or the Windows company. But the grand scheme of how Microsoft promotes itself is allowing other people to make money with their products. There's millions and billions of dollars spent every year by little small development shops throughout the country who use Microsoft products like Access and Visual Studio and .NET and SQL Server and all these things they make in order to build very vertical and specific solutions for very particular customers' needs. And what they're doing is they're a tool maker. They allow the building of tools that allow other people to make money. So what you need to do is do the same thing. You need to have a very good affiliate program, tools that help you help others make money with your product. And the last thing that people should focus on right away is joint ventures. And what I mean by joint venture, boiled down to one line, is you want to expand the reach of your product to other people's lists, period. So you can market all day, but if you can find people who are in the similar business, who have similar lists of people who may find your product of interest, you want to joint venture with them and offer them a percentage of the proceeds in order to get in front of their customers. So what advice would I give to someone who's brand new to this and wants to get started right away and make some money? I would advise you to get a pen and piece of paper or get on your computer and open up Notepad and sit and write down the names of everyone you know, and right next to their name, write something that they know about. And what you want to do is write that whole list and then look at that list and find out where's the money. What thing on that list would people pay money to know more about? And you would be surprised if you really, really think about it. There's a lot of things that people you know know that people would pay money to understand. So I'll give you a very simple example. I've got a friend who is in the heat pressure washer business. So he goes out and sells these heated pressure washers. And people spend money like crazy to fix these things and maintain them and stuff. If I were to sit down with him and get him to go over the ins and outs of maintenance and upkeep and service and where to get particulars like the chemicals and the soaps and stuff they have to spend money to buy, because these people usually buy the products from the vendors, but there's other people who make it that he knows about. I could put all that together into a very simple information product and sell it on the web, probably in the matter of a couple days. They probably can net me $25, $30 a copy, and then probably make thousands of sales through affiliate marketing for people who are interested in pressure washers or upkeep or how to use these things for their small business, like creating a small business for pressure washers to go out and clean gum from the sidewalks of Walmart. You know, I could clean that up and put it into a presentation that basically turns it into a business, not just for individuals. So that's a small example, but it's obscure stuff like that that you really want to go pick people's brains for, because a lot of people don't understand it. They don't understand those topics, and they would definitely pay $25 or $30 to understand it. So do you have a formula for making money with internet affiliate marketing? Absolutely. I've already kind of given it to you already. All those things I listed, the top five things that you should do right away, are your plan for making money with internet affiliate marketing. It's going to get your name out there. It's going to get those backlinks coming to you to build credibility. It's going to offer your product in a variety of formats. It's going to get you set up with joint ventures. All of those things are very important. And creating quality content and a quality product are the quickest and best ways to make money right away. So what are some of the pitfalls that people should look out for? And how can they be avoided? The first thing I would say is watch your pocketbook. Get started in this. It's very inexpensive to get started. You don't need to go spend thousands of dollars. You need to spend tens and twenties of dollars. You can get hosting for practically nothing nowadays. You can get podcast hosting for practically nothing. You can get everything I mentioned for practically zero on the internet and get your business started right away. But one of the first things you want to do is go register you a domain name, and probably register yourself a couple of play domain names. And what I mean by play is things where you want to experiment and try without risking your reputation or risking the credibility of your primary website. And get started right away playing around. And watch your pocketbook and don't go spend a lot of money. I hear about so many people that get burned. Somebody convinces them that they're going to be making millions of dollars on the internet and you can get started right away and all they have to do is spend a couple $1,000. Well, they spend their money and they get nothing for it. And the next thing they know, they're more confused than when they started and have less money in their pocket. So watch your pocketbook, organically grow your business, focus on building quality products and giving more value than what people pay for. And what I mean by that is sit down and look at products and build yourself a product that includes audio and video and text. And it may sound very daunting, but it's not. You can do it right away pretty quickly. Simply sit the expert in front of the camera and turn it on and ask them questions. Just as if you don't know anything about the topic, which usually most of the time is the case, because otherwise you would accredit yourself instead of finding the expert. So sit down and ask them the questions that you would, because those are the same questions other people will be asking and want to know the answers to. So what is the biggest mistake I made? Well, I think the biggest mistake in hindsight is I should have got started a whole lot sooner. I should have probably got started back in, you know, 95, 96, doing internet affiliate marketing, when people, you know, pretty much had not heard of it. And that would be night and day different than where I am today versus where I could have been. You know, it would have been very easy back in that day to be the Corey Riddle of internet marketing by getting started and getting your name out there and organically grow your business over additional 3 years would have been pretty good. So what is the difference between myself and all the other people doing the same thing that I'm doing? I think the big difference for me is value, giving away a lot of value. A lot of people, what I'm doing, don't. They want to tease you and then get you to buy their product, which ends up being a lot of it common sense based on if you'd sit down and really thought about it. That's why you read their product and you go, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does, because it's common sense. And if you were to sit down and thought about it for a few days and really kind of did your own research, you would have got the same answer. So unfortunately that's the case, but I think the big thing for me is giving away a lot of value. Just like you're listening to this podcast, you're not paying a dime to listen to it, and there's a lot of good valuable information in here. So what thing makes the difference between a good and a great internet marketer? A good internet marketer has a basic program that has a lot of good information in it that they sell on their website. A great information marketer has a variation of that product into lots of different formats. They have forums on their website. They have interaction with their customers. They're not afraid to pick up the phone and call a customer. One of my favorite quotes about building business is, who can you call at 2 a.m.? That's a very powerful statement, because if you really think about it, there's not many people you could trust enough to call at that time without them, you know, getting mad and ripping your head off. But if you think in terms of people you do business with, who could you call at that time and they have enough trust in you that they would not mind at all, because they know your calls are important and you bring a lot of value to their life, and you wouldn't be calling if it weren't important. So what's a favorite part of your day as an internet marketer? I think it's freedom. Internet runs 24/7. You can build great products and tools that kind of service themselves. So it allows you a lot of freedom in doing what you want to do and do internet marketing when you want to do it. If your work hours want to be between 2 a.m. and 9 a.m., that's very possible. If you want to work 3 days a week instead of 7, that's possible too. So really a lot of freedom and control is very important. What's a little known secret about internet marketing? It's easy. People make it out to be a lot harder than it is. It is very easy to create a product. Sit down and talk about that product. Talk to other people who are very experienced in that field. Add additional blog entries. Add additional products. Add additional information to your main product. Add video. Add lots of stuff to your product that otherwise you wouldn't add. It's so easy to add that information, and it's so easy to get started in internet marketing selling information products that people sit down and paralyze themselves in overanalyzing everything. Analysis paralysis is what a lot of people refer to it as. But for some people, there'll never be enough answers. And then for people who really want to make money on the internet, the best answer is just go get started. Go do something. And that's my philosophy in internet marketing, is do something even if it's wrong. So you want to sit down and organically grow your business and watch your pocketbook and do something even if it's wrong and see if it works. That's the quickest way to success. And always offer value and always be a credible source of information. And never sell your soul to the devil by doing stupid things that you know are stupid when you get started. And don't pretend you don't know they're stupid, because a lot of people do stupid stuff trying to make a quick buck that they know is just not the right thing to do. And if you're going to create a product and sell it to somebody, use the family factor. Would you sell this to your brother or your sister or your grandmother for the same price you'd sell it to the regular stranger? and feel good about the value of that program, you should think about that because it's very important. So what were some of my goals early on? I wanted to make $1 million. But that's really not important to me anymore. But what does matter, and one of the things I've learned in my travels, is success is the journey, not a destination. And if you sit down and think about that, you'll realize what I'm talking about. You can sit and think about making money and money and money and money until you realize that no matter how much money you make, it'll never be enough because you always want to make more. And what you've missed along the way is all the small things and all the little life experiences that you have given up and sacrificed in order to make money, and you're a very lonely person at the end of the day. So what I've chose to do is really, instead of focusing on making money, is focusing on providing value and helping other people out as much as I can along the way, because I've pretty much already made my money and I'm kind of playing around now. But it's very important to help others and kind of find something you love to do, and I do this because I love to do it, and help other people out. And notice all the small stuff, because the value is in the small stuff a lot of times, and a lot of the laughs and fun times and things you remember are going to be part of the small things that you would have sacrificed otherwise, being a hungry hound on the quest for the American dollar. So what is the next big thing, the next big trend? I've got a lot of takes on this, but one of the big ones is, you know, it's what you're already seeing now, where internet content is created by its members rather than by a few big companies who produce very fancy, glossy websites. If you notice, you know, I notice it probably more than most because I'm in the software industry and I deal a lot with Microsoft technology. But if you notice the direction of those products, they're moving more towards community support, lots of forums, lots of places and software, like Microsoft Office 2007 does now include Groove, which allows collaborative workspaces which are replicated amongst users throughout wherever they may be as long as they're connected to the internet. Products like that that allow lots of people to collaborate into specialized groups and building social networking sites, I think, is a trend that's going to increase. The next big thing on the horizon, I think, is the ubiquitous internet, which is internet everywhere all the time. You're seeing it in large cities with what they call the WiMAX, the Wi-Fi type network stuff, where you can have internet connectivity throughout the city. WiMAX is not Wi-Fi, but basically it's high-speed broadband throughout the city with Wi-Fi repeaters everywhere that kind of connect you to the network, or routers would be a better word, I guess. So the ubiquitous internet, I think, is going to be the next big thing. You're seeing it with the Microsoft Xbox. You're seeing trends of downloading HD movies to your console in a background-type process. So pretty soon, you're going to have high speed everywhere, and that's going to bring a lot of new types of applications. The viability of being able to use applications on the internet, like you're seeing with Google Docs and spreadsheets, having your Office platform hosted in a web-only environment, instead of installing software to your computer, you can actually just go to a web page and run your Excel or your PowerPoint or your Word or whatever it may be. So I think ubiquitous internet and a trend towards social interaction on the web, and also a trend towards, you know, building out web-based applications that people use, is going to be things that grow into the future. So some goals for people to accomplish over the next 30 to 90 days. Over the next 30 days, you should have identified people you know and find 3 or 4 of those people that can contribute to information products, and talk to them about it and go and actually create yourself an information product. Over the next 60 days, you should actually consume that information and put it into a publishable format or multiple formats for general audience consumption. Get that product up on the web and selling it through PayPal or ClickBank or whatever you want to use. And then over the 90 days, you should find other partners who would be interested in helping you promote that product. Well, that wraps the show for this week. As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Hope to see you out there, and we'll catch you next week.